Erst am Beis. Omar Rabbi Eloi, Omar Reish Lokish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Barchanine, Vaushe Iskinu, Shei Odom, Zon Esbonov, Vespenoisov, Kshehim Ktanim. That there was a takone in Ushe, that even though Meikar Hadin, one is potter to give mezainis to his children after 6 years, we'll see in Taisvis. But there was a takone, kol's man, the ktanim, that means till they become gdoilim, that there was a takone, he has to give them mezainis. Let us see Rashi. Be'ushe hiskinu, she'yoshvu sanhedre gozis be'ushe, she achas me'ese golyes she'golso sanhedren, kidama b'roi she'shone. So they made a takon ksheheng ktanim ad sheyaviyu saris. That means till they become gedolim mamish, not only bishonim, ad sheyaviyu saris, there's a takon that he has to give them mezainis. Zok the Gemara weiter, ibo yelohu, hilchese kevose o ein hilchese kevose. Do we paskin like this takonis ushim? Toshma, ki hava osir lekamei de Rav Yehuda, when they came to Rav Yehuda, there was a father that did not want to give mezainis to his bonim ktanim, over six. Oma lohu, so he told them, yeroid yoldo v'abnei moso shadye, a tanin gives birth to a child, and then it leaves that the Bnei Ha'ir should take care, it throws it on the Bnei Ha'ir, that the Bnei Ha'ir should take care of the child. That means even though a Tanim is an Achzor, he doesn't do what you're doing. Let us see what Rashi says. Toshma, the less Ilchese Kevose, we don't paskin like Takonisusha. Elameima Omrinalei. That means if there would be a takone, so we'd force him to give this a takone. You have to be mefarnes. Now we don't paskin like takone susha. Elameima omrinalei. We tell him, we try to show him through a mire how wrong he's doing. Vu'ula yichalkelaim. And maybe the mire will help and he'll give them bezainis. V'yozain. Avol meichaf loikaifinam. But we won't force him to give mezainis because we don't paskin like takonasusha. Yeroid tanin. It's a type of a snake. Ma'in tanim mitargeminon midor yeroidin. Buhu arzori albonov. The Ritva brings down that he's an arzor. And not only is he not interested in giving his children to eat, v'kimat shuhu oichel es bonov, he would eat up his children. Lulei shakodish bolchu noisen loy rachmones beliboy. And what is the rachmones? V'hoifech ponov miliroisom. He doesn't look at them. If he'd look at them, he'd whet his appetite, and he would take care of them. But the Rabbeinu Shalom makes that he shouldn't look at them. Kedei shelo yachshoiv lo oichlom, v'choylei tshad umeinik. And then, v'kelsov, he doesn't see them, so then he's masking that they should be yoinik. Gam tanim choltsu shad heiniko gureyem. That's pshat in the posuk. See, even though Atanin, who is a born arzel, and there's so much of an agzor that he would eat up his children, af al pikein, not only doesn't he eat them up, the Rebbeinu Shalom put this in the teva that he's mazing them, he's maining them. Yeroid yoldo v'abnei moso shadye. The yeroid has children and she throws them on the b'dei ye'ir that they should be mefarnes them. Hatanin it's not that way. The tanim alone is maining the children. So So this is what they told him. Hoffentlich it would help. That's one raya. That's what Rabbi Yehuda used to say. Ki avo osu lekame de Rav Chisda, when they came to Rav Chisda, such a maise that the person had children over six and didn't want to give them a zaynis. Oma lohu, so he told them, kofu le asise. You should take a machteshes, a mortar that you grind, you grind things in it. Al piyo, seems the machteshes mistoma was a large keli. So turn it upside down, Rashi says, v'yamoy ze al gabi shuleho begoiva, and then we tell him he should stand up on top of this mortar, sheyishmiya koiloi v'yachiz al atzmoy. That's what Rav Chisda told him. You just announce, be mefalsim for everyone what you're doing. And before we go further, let us just see what he said. Omalu kofule asiso bitziburo. Bitzibu, you should turn over upside down this asisa, this machteshes. Veleikum, and stand on top of it, veleime. And say as follows, Uve boi bnei, an oirev, who is also a achzori, either boi is once, or could be boi is a loshen of rachmonis. Valhu gavre loi boi bnei, but he's not like that, he doesn't have rachmonis, he's worse than an oirev. So the Gemara asks, Uve boi bnei, you're saying that an oirev has rachmonis on his children. Vachsiv noisin livheimo lachmo livnei oirev asher yikro. It seems the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is metapel in the mezainis of the children of an oirev, because the mother is not metapel in them. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is livnei oirev asher yikro. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is metapel with their mezainis. So what is Pshat? We are saying that he's worse than a Neirev. He's like a Neirev, not worse than a Neirev. So the Gemara says, Loi kashe, ho bechivri, ho beuchmi. It matters if they're white or if they're black. Now let us see Rashi. We're in the middle of the Rashi, kofulei asise. So Rashi says, the uve boy bni, and oirev wants children, his rachmonis on the children. Vahu gavre loy boy bni. He doesn't have rachmonis on his children. Ve is the meforshi, not that the person who was doing this announced this, mistama, he wouldn't announce it as oibe kail ram, but shliach tzibur yamid aleho v'yoymal kain al oisei hoish. The Shliach Tzibur was the one that was mefarsim this. Livnei oirev asher yikro, alme loy zayin lehu. It says the Rabbeinu Shalom is mefarnis, loysev heim alachma, livnei oirev asher yikro. So the Rabbeinu Shalom gives them mezainis, but the oirev himself does not give mezainis. So the Gemara says there's a difference between a black one and a white one. Uchmi, kshegodel mashchir, that when the oirev is born, it's born white, and as it grows, it starts getting black. Ve'ein va'av oyevim oisom. So memele. So then, since there's a similarity between the bnei oirev and the parents, so then they give it mezainis. Avol mitchiloson levonim v'sainim oisom. So that means even though they're achzorim, they realize this is their offspring, but since they're not similar to them, there's a sina, but al kaponim, but eventually there becomes a love when the similarity comes about. Now, Kaponim, you're worse than a Oirev. Kava osa lekame de Rove, when they used to come to Rove, Omalei, so he told them, Nechaloch demitzi bonecha mitzdoke, you would want your children to get mezainis for tzdoke. I mean, how, it's a bazillion for you. So these were tachbulas to try to convince the person to give mezoinus. V'loy amoron ela d'loy amid. Now, all these tachbulas were only used when the father was not wealthy. So memele, so midine, we'll see, it seems they didn't paskin like the takonis ushe. So they used these tachbulas to try to convince him, to motivate him to give mezainis to his children. Avul omid, but if he's wealthy, kafina le al kolche, then we force him to be mezain his children, ki al tzedoke. That means there's no difference than there are aniyim over here, then it's rochim. They don't have mezainis, so we force him to be mefarnes them. And by tzedoke we force, ki hod de rove kafye le Rav Noson bar Ami, rove forced Rav Noson bar Ami, va'apek minei dalet mei ezuzi le tzedoke. And he took out from him 400 zuzim for tzedoke. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, V'loy amoron de loy kafin, and we don't force, ela de loy omit, she'ein ay osher. He's not an osher. But if he's a omit, it's bal koche. Loy yehei ela tzedoke ba'alme. Let it be out the mitzvah tzedoke v'afilu einon bonov, even though they're not his children. Ki od de rove kofye ala tzedoke. So Rove forced someone to give tzedoke. So we see tzedoke is a chiyuv that one could force if he's al kaponim capable of giving it. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis. Kshehem ktanim. The takonis usha was that kozman der ktanim, you mechuyev to give mezainis. Aval ktani ktanim till 6, lekule al mechayev kedo amal besayif afalpi. Ha bechivri ha beuchmi. So Taisus wants to say a different shot. Shnei minei oirvim yesh. There are two types of oirvim. Echad lovon ve'echad shocher. There's a black raven and a white raven. K'demuche peke lo treifes, k'abismoni oifes. The marbe oirev ha'amoki. There's an oirev ha'amoki. And what is the meforish ha'amoki? What is oirev ha'amoki? The deep oirev, k'mara ha'chamo, she'amuke min hatzel perish lovon. That means that it's a light color gives a semblance that it looks like that it's deeper than the darker color surrounding it. So mamela, that's called, so this is the white oirev. Ach v'yei rove, ve'im taima, haich kofa oisoi b'shvil tzedoke, v'chsiv matan tzchora b'tzide. By the mitzvah of tzedoke, so the Torah wrote matan schora betzida, dechsiv beglal hadover hazeh yivorechecha. From rinin bepere kol aboso, the Gemara says in chulin, kol mitzvah sasei shematan schora betzida, ein bezn shal mata musorim olel. So we're not koife. Rashi in chulin says, what is the lomdis? Lekach pirish matan schore. That means other mitzvahs, we don't know what the schar is, but here the Torah said, klor, this is the schar. Loimar im loite kaimo zehu onsho shloitito schar zeh. The Torah told him beferish, this is what you get for tzedakah, and if you won't give tzedakah, so you won't get this. And it seems, the Torah already took care of the convincing by telling him this, that you'll get bracha through tzedakah, and you won't get bracha if you don't give tzedakah. Al kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that bezn is not koife, and the mitzvah says, shematan schore betzide, bezn shematan mazorin alel. The Torah took care of it. Whatever he does, that's his parsha. But the Torah took care of it. by riding Matan's Chora Betzida. B'yesh loyma, so Tosfos on this kasha has three terutzim. Terutz number one, the ach v'yei bedvorim, that Rove was not koife, Titake didn't force him, beshoit him, or they did not hit him. No, bedvorim. So this terutz is very schwer. Because the whole Gemara doesn't flow. The Gemara, we see till now, when we don't paskin like Takonis Ushe, so they used Dvorim as a means to convince him to give Mezainis. And on that, the Gemara feels like, the Gemara says, V'loy amoron, ela deloy omid. Balay omid, then we use Dvorim. Avol omid, kafina lay al koche. But if he's omid, then we force him. So, what is Tosfos saying? That then the Gemara brings a Raki Hodarove, Kafye l'Ravnosan Barami. So Bemison Daran asks this Kasha on Tosfos, and the Maram Shif, and I saw the Ranach, they both say that there's two types of Kfiye B'Dvorim. Here, Pshat was the Dvorim that they said. But the Gemara brings about, this is like a Musa Shmuz, you're worse than an Oyrev, you're worse than, they said it loud, he maybe should be a little embarrassed, but that was, that didn't have a Teiris Kfiyeh, that's not called a Kfiyeh, they tried convincing him in such an Oifen. Here the Kfiyeh B'Dvorim was, the Ranach says the Leitinen lay they were makalal him, or they put him in nidui, they put him in, was also dvorim, it's also they didn't touch him. So it seems that this seder of komitz v'sesa shematan schore betzidem v'sesa shamata mesorin aler does not mean that they stay away. Nidui is pretty strong, and Klal is pretty strong. About Kaponim, Eim is Omela to do a Pu'ula, would seem. That's how Tais was learned. Pu'ulas we don't do, but till that, they did do. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two. Inami, now, Bemison, we are speaking about, we brought a raya from a maise. The Rove Kofye L'Rav Nosson Barami. Now the maise of Rav Nosson Barami was a tzdokedike maise, that Rove was koife Rav Nosson Barami to give tzedoke. So the Gemara says, so if he's an omid, so the din kfiya of tzedoke would apply by him. So Tosfos has a problem, but there's no din kviya by tzedoke because it's matan schore kosu betzida. That was Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos says in the second teretz as follows: Inami, the case that Rove was koife Rav Nosson Barami is speaking about as follows. This was speaking about kotzvu beineim bnei ha'ir. The bnei ha'ir had said that they made a kitzve, lo seis kach v'kach l'choydish. That they made a takone, that each person has to give for the aniye he'ir a certain amount of money. Hilkach, that wasn't stamazoi. It was the bnei he'ir made this amount. Hilkach ach v'ye. So therefore, they were koif, and this was koif b'shaitim, that means that they hit him. Altswat, kedemrinen b'perikame debo b'basre, derashoim b'nei ha'ir lasiya al kitzosom. The b'nei ha'ir, when they make a takone, they're permitted lahasiya al kitzosom. So what does that mean, lasiya al kitzosom? They're permitted to make a knas, even though it's shaloikedin, liknois al ha'over al kitzas divreim. That they have a, that's a koyach of the bnei ha'ir to kansen,
whoever's over, what they wish, that's a koyach of the Bnei Ha'ir. So Memele, so this is not Midine, Midine, as the mitzvah of Tzedok is Matan Schorah Betzide, but the Bnei Ha'ir have a koyach that we should enforce their takonis, Shalai Min Adin. So that's the Maisa with Rove. Now, but Taisus is also a Pella. So, fine. That was the Maisa with Rove. But Taisus asked, right, our Gemara is going with a Cheshbin. Our Gemara is saying that Hani Milev Lay Amoran Ela Deloy Omid. Avul Omid Kafina Lay Al Koche. And this means Afilu Beshaitim. That we force him, we hit him. Ki ho de Rove kafiel Rav Nosson barami vapik mine. Etzushtal av Rove. Rove, there was a maise, there was a takonis ear. Na takonis ear, so they're bekoyach to kansen shaloi minadin. But how can you bring a raya from Rove? So this kasha the Maram Shif also asks. So the Maram Shif wants to say, it could be that pshat is as follows. The Gemara, we brought down before, there was a takonas usha. So the Gemara declared that Shaila, do we paskin like takonas usha? Don't we paskin like takonas usha? So the Gemara says, we don't paskin like takonas usha. But, if he's amid, then we do paskin like takonas usha. So takonas usha is equivalent to the takon of the Bnei Yair. The takone that they made in Usha, that was a takone, so their takone is equivalent to the takone of Bnei Yair, but this is takone Usha. If he's not Omid, the takone Usha was said an Oloifanim, if he's not Omid. And Lagabi Loy Omid, we don't paskin like takone Usha. But if he's Omid, we do paskin like takone Usha, and therefore, So atakona sush is equivalent to atakona of the Bnei Ha'ir, that there's a din of kaifin. The lot of kansen al kitosan, whatever they decided, they could be managed. Va'oid, now Taisa says a third teretz, the bitzdoke ike tarti lavi. He says, the whole yesod that the Gemara said, Mitzvah Shabbatan Schorah Betzido, and it's Nagir Kibadova Aim, Zmatan Schorah Betzide, Aim Bezn Shalmata Mazornala, that is, if there's only a mitzvah say, but if there's a lav, here there's two lavin. There's two lavin, Leisamitz, Veleisikbites, so here, if he's being over the lavin, is that's only a seder and mitzvah saseh. If a person is over a lav, so that vice toise, then we could be kaif and we shouldn't be over the lav. That is pshat in the third teretz of Taisvis. Rabbi Chanon in Baba Basra in Kaivit Shiurim, ois memches, asks Akashe, so Tais was now megala to us that in the mitzvah of tzedakah there's a lav. So memele, so therefore it doesn't have the halachas of mitzvah saseh, which the klal is a mitzvah saseh, shemat n'schor betzida yunav koife, this is a lav. So he asks, amoyer dikekash, shagavuche, the nesivis and achlas Yaakov also asks this kashe, which is amoyer dikechidushim to emphasize this kashe, but Rabbi Elchanan asks as follows. We have a klal that the Gemara says a shomer aveide is potter if he's in the midst of taking care of an aveide, so he's oisik b'mitzvah, so he's potter to give tzedakah. That's pruta de Rav Yosef. That means he gains a pruta, he doesn't have to go and give tzedakah, because the klal is oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. So, frekt Rabbi Chanan, that is a yesoid in mitzvahs. That oisik b'mitzvah, potem le'mitzvahs. But there's no din that an oisik b'mitzvah is allowed to do lavin. There's no such din. So, memele, so what kind of, there's a din of leisa ametz, Beloy sick poits. So these are loving. So there's the, what right does he have not to give tzedakah because he's Isaac b'mitzvah? These are loving. There's no halacha that Isaac b'mitzvah is potter from halav. This kasha Rabbi Chanan asks. Rabbi Chanan says as follows. He says, if you learn, and it seems there's two ways how to learn pshat in the halach of Isaac b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. There's one way that you learn pshat, that Isaac b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, he's potter. He's potter from the, he's doing this mitzvah, he's potter from the other mitzvah. What if he's going to be a frumak? No, okay, good. It's potter, but I want to do the mitzvah. I'll do the mitzvah. So there's a svar in Rishonim to say, so he has no kiyum a mitzvah. He's potter from the mitzvah. He doesn't have a kiyum. Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, if you have a person who's a shaita and he ate matzah when he was a shaita, so he's then potter min ha-mitzvahs. He'll become gesund, so he has to eat over again. A person who's potter min ha-mitzvah, there's no kiyum a mitzvah whatsoever. So if you learn like that, so then Rabbi Chanan says, the lav of leisa ametz, v'leisikpoitz, is the lav is, if you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah, and you don't do the mitzvah, you're over the lav. But if I'm potam in a mitzvah, there's no lav over here. So Isaac b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah says that I'm potam from the mitzvah, so I don't have to do the mitzvah anymore. That's the Isaac mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. And now there's no lav anymore, because the lav is nigrar boser the mitzvah. And if I'm potam in a mitzvah, so there's no lav. That's what Rabbi Chanan wants to say. But he gets stuck with this. He says, but other Rishonim learn, Isaac mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, pshat is, you don't have to do the mitzvah. Like, you're an onus. I'm doing this. I don't have to do this. If I'll do it, I'm a kayim ha-mitzvah. It's not potter min ha-mitzvah. So then he got stuck. So then he doesn't understand. So be'etzim, it's not a p'tur. It's only a p'saseder. You're doing this. If you're doing one mitzvah, you don't have to do the other mitzvah. I'm doing this. I don't have to do the other mitzvah. I'm an onus basiyosoi. Like I'm being involved in this. I don't have to stop this to do something else. So that then, if I'll do it, so you did it. Finish it. So he says. Then he doesn't understand. So he says, but if you're doing a mitzvah now, there's a shayla you might be over lavin. So then he gets stuck. It's not. That's Rabbi Chanan says. But that, this is his ore. If there's lavin, why do we say that Isaac b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah? Let us go further. Zok the Gemara. Oma Rabbi Loi, Oma Resh Lakish. Be'ushe iskinu akosev kol nechosov levonov. A person went and gave away a matone me'achshov, kol nechosov levonov, hu ve'ishtoi nizoinim mehem. Now, let's just give a little hakdom over here, so maybe you'll understand the sugya. Now, there are two chidushim over here. One chidush is that he gave away all his nechosim. So Mahechi Taisi, he now has a schus mezainis from the nechosim. He gave it away. They want to give you mezainis? Fine. But who, the ishtoi, nizainim, means they have a schus to mon mezainis. Now, where does he get his schus? There's a schus that, to be nizain me bonop. Where do we find such a schus? Number one. And we'll see later in the Gemara. I mean, speaking about he's a healthy person, so go work. I mean, where do we see that there's a, you have a schus to get mezainis? Where do we see this? That's one chiddush over here, and the Gemara is not talking about this chiddush. This is a chiddush of Takone Susha. That he made a Takone, that he gave them, b'matone, kol nechosov, he has a schus mezainis. What the Gemara is getting involved is ishtoi. Ishtoi, that is the advice. This is also a chiddush. It's a takonis ushe that ishtoi is permitted to be nizayin min achosov. Now, this already is poshet. Why is this poshet? Because since there's a chiyuv and a husband to give mezainis to a wife, so his nechosim became meshubet to her. So mamele of his nechosim became meshubet to her, so he gave them to someone else, fine. So let her mourn from these nechosim. So the Gemara has got, we're going to have a pilpul now in the Gemara. Why do we need the takone? The whole pilpul in the Gemara is only for her. For him, yizich need the takone. But it says there was a takone that she's permitted to be goive her mezainis from the nechosim. That the Gemara understood. That's lachayra dava poshet. It's the his nechosim are mishubit to give her mezainis bechayav. And the Gemara is going to ask, we'll see, just like an almone, that if the nechosim became nechosim mishubodim, that means they were sold to someone else or given b'matana to someone else, we'll see. So lemaisa, she still has a schus gviye. So memele, so what is the chiddush over here? He was talking about, here she has a schus of mezainis mechayev, and an almon is a schus al tznai ksube. So that is going to be the pilpul of the Gemara. Why it was necessary to make a takone that ishtoi mezainis mehem. That's going to be the pilpul in the Gemara. Let us devar si Rashi. Hu ve'ishtoi nizayne mehem, v'afilu kosvon me'achshov, he gave them now, it's theirs, v'loi min hadin, elo takonos chachomim, that this is a takonos chachomim, that hu ve'ishtoi nizayne. His maskiv lo rabbi zeire, v'iteime rabbi shmur ban achmeini. G'doylo mizu omru, almonosoi, Nizaynis minachosov. There's a bigger chiddush that was said over here. On takonis, almonosoi nizaynis minachosov. That if he died, the almon is nizaynis minachosov, and we'll see later what the chiddush is. Is hu ve'ishtoi mi boy. So avad givis hu ve'ishtoi shishzicha be nizayn. Now, now the Gemara is going to explain what this chiddush is of almonosai nizaynis minachosov, and then we'll explain the kasha. The sholach rovin beigresei, rovin sent a letter, mishemeis beiniach almona ubas. He left over an almona ubas, so the bas yarshins the nechosim. And the almone is the almonosai nizainis. She's nizain from the nechosim. Min nechosim. Fine. Nisais habas. Now, the bas got married. No, she got married. So the procedure is that the nisai habas, she brings into the she brought in these nechosim. She brought in, or the nechseim maluk, maybe it's nechseim maluk it's speaking about, that she brought in these nechosim together with her. Almonosoi nizaynes minachosim. Weiter. So now she takes weiter from these nechosim. Meisa habas. Now the daughter died. And the husband yashins. Oma Rav Yehuda ben Achoisha Sharbi Yosi Bachanine, Al Yodi Hoya Maise, Vomru Almonosoi Nizainis Minachosov. Is who the Ishtoi mi boy? So Mamela, if over there it says Almonosai nizaynis minachosav is hu ve'ishtoi miboy.
Now let us see in Rashi exactly what the Gemara's kasha is. Zot Rashi.
G'doyle mizu amru. B'g'doyle mizu amru.
They said a bigger chiddush.
Kigain.
Almone ubas. You have an almone and a bas. B'niseis abas.
Sha'af alpi. Shuhumeis.
Her husband died. The husband means dachsachmir. The husband of the almone.
Van de chosim nishtabdu liloikeach de rabono.
And the nechosim became nechosim mishubodim through aloikeach de rabono. The loshen is fair, but we'll see later. That's what Rashi is saying.
Kigoy.
Baal benichsei ishtoi.
A baal benichsei ishtoi has a din of aloikeach.
So he's aloikeach an her nechosim.
Fine.
So Memela, she got married. The Bas got married. So the Baal has a locha of a lekeach and the nechosim what his wife has.
V'kaim alon.
So now let's appreciate the problem.
Ein moitzien lemozoin ha'isha menechosim mishabodi.
The halacha is that, let's say, Rochel got married to Reuven. Reuven went and sold his nechosim. Now, Reuven died. Now, normally, a Baal Choyv, since he became Meshubed to his wife, the Tnai Ksuba is Meshabed his nechosim. So normally, one should be Goyve from the Lekuches. That means the nechosim of Reuven became Meshubed to his wife, that she should be nizim mehem lachem misosai. He sold them, so memele, but she is a shibut. But the Mishnah says, ein moitzin lemozin heisha menachosim mishubodim. We're not moitzin menachosim mishubodim. And the reason is, al tikkun ha'ilam. There's two cheshbonos of tikkun ha'ilam. One cheshbon is, Rashi says, it's a takonis alakuchis, mitnei she'en k'tzuvim. That means like this. That means that, why do we always are goyve from the lakuchis? If there was a keil, they were aware of it. So who told you to buy these nechosim? I mean, this person owes money, so who told you to buy it? You bought it, so you'll pay up his balei chayvis. So that applies only if there's a certain amount that he owes. And let's say he owes $100. He possesses $500 worth of nechosim. So I'll purchase $400 worth. I'll leave over b'nei chayrin. And so memele. So he has an eitzah what to do. He bought all 500, so for council. So you'll have to suffer. But the mizaynis ha'isha, this is a davar she'ain by kitzve. Now, how much money does he owe? I mean, I'm buying a karke, I have to take a cheshmer, he's gonna die first, and he'll owe mizaynis, and she'll live for another 80 years. I mean, so there was a tikkun ha'ilam already that Chazal said, al takonis alakuches, they made a takone that for mezainis, she cannot be goyve from the lekuches. So that's a takona. Finish. So that's the aloche. That mezainis cannot be goyve the mezainis almone from lekuches. And metzin lemozin ishim nechosim ishabod. Now, so let us appreciate. So now we just had a big chiddush. We said where there was an almone and a bas, and the nechosim was meshubed to the almone for her mezainis. Now she got married, and we say that the Baal has a din lekeach on these nechosim. So if we would learn the Mishnah and say, there's a klal, you're not goyvim in nechosim mishabodim altzmozen heishe, so she wouldn't mon from the husband. That's what
really it should be. Afilo hochi. Heiche deleke lemeches letikon ha'olam. So now Rashi says a shtik teiche. But if it's a matzev that we don't have to be afraid of tikon ha'olam, ki goin, ki hai lekeach, shelo hoitzi mois. Now this lekeach, halachically, he has a din of a lekeach. He didn't buy din the chasa, but well, Gabi, a certain halachas, he has a husband as a din of a lekeach and the nechasa. But al kaponim, it didn't cost him money. He didn't spend money for these nechasim. Ish shavu rabbonon ki yoirish. So they said, so it doesn't have a halach of nechasim mishubodim. Va'omru tizen amonim minichsei baila. That is, this was, this maise, the sholach rovin beigresei. And this is what we're talking about, that almanosin is meisa habas, and Omar Rabbi Yudah, that she mourns from the husband, even though he is a loch of a lekeach, that has a din of the chosim mishabodim, but since he is a lekeach, which did not lose money, so they wavered this takone, b'mokim the mezainis of the almanosin. Ki ha de sholach roven beigresei nisei sabas. Af al gav da omor rabbonon. Baal benichsei ishtoi lekeach ave. The rabbonon said, Baal benichsei ishtoi lekeach ave. Bekaimelon ein moitzien lemozain heishe menechosem ishubode. Hocho shavyu rabbonon ki yoyresh mishum pseide da almone. So if they gave him a din yoyrish in order that the almoneh should not ever have it, since the reason of the takona does not apply, he wasn't moitzi momin, and so even though there should have been a loy plug, but he has a din of a loy keyach, and we have a klal in goyim and a chosim mishabodim. But mishum pseide da almone, they did not say loy plug, and they said she can mum. Hu veishtoi. Now, so now the Gemara is making a kal v'chaymer. If, when he died already, and the whole chiyav mezoinis is mutal al tnai ksube, so we said that we look away, even though halachically they have a din lekeach, afal pikein, she's permitted to be goyve the mezainis. Hu ve'ishtoi shehu kayim. Ve'elu, so shehu kayim, so Dachsma the Ritva says, so there's a bigger chiyuv, that means he's mechuyev to give mezainis. That means there's a chiyev on him. It's a greater chiyev that he's alive. He's alive, so there's a greater chiyev. Shehu kain. Ve'elu bonav heim v'loy hoitziu mois. He gave them a matone, so they also didn't spend any money for this. Ela matone balme. So the same lomdis we were machmel on the husband, or mekel for the almoneh, because lemaise, the husband is not losing money. So here, the bonim also are not losing money. Is me boy? So memele, it seems, is a greater chiyuv to give mezainis. And we have the same protim that we have over there, savada givis, she should be able to mum mezainis from benoi without a new takonis usha. That's the Gemara's kasha. Mi boy? So now Rashi asks, va'afal gav de matone kemecher le'inyin shibut. So Rashi says, it's not so poshit. I mean, there they gave him a din lekeach. So it's a din lekeach, so they said, so they looked away when it came to the mezainis of the almonim. But here, matone is kemecher, linyan shibut. That means this is a true lekeach. Why? They paid for it. די לאב דא הוסם הו די לאב דא אבדלי נייכל נאפשל יאבלי מתנה. That means, why does a person get a matane for Yeni? Yeni gives matanes so easily. That means he was doing him favors his whole life. So Mamela, he gave matane. So he was paying for it. So this is, now you're going to take it away from him. So matane kimecha. So it's no tzushtel. So have a teretz already on your kashas. That's why we need takone sushi. So Rashi says, no, that's tamazoi. Avol b'noi leka l'mei mahochi. A ben is a strange person. It is that way. He gives him a matone because he was mative to him. So there's matone kimecha. But a ben, it seems, one will be nice in matone l'vnoi afilu. The ben was not mative to him. Meiso habas ubay lo yersha amanosoi shel avi habas. The Zaynis Menachosot, Bulayim Rinen, Ish Nochi Huzeh. We don't say, how could she mon from the daughter's husband? He's a stranger, he's not a Yerish. Ve'eina Yershei Shel Av, Ela Shel Ishtai. Uchelekeich Baal Medomi. Ve'imetzin Lemozayne Isha Menachosim Mishubodim. Afalpi came, we don't say that, and we say that she can mon, that for an almone, since he's not losing anything, so we took away this tikkun olam, we said she could mon, even though it is nechasim mishabodim. So here it seems there's a greater chiyuv of mezainis. And we have the same factors over here also. They didn't spend any money. And so Mamela, so why do you need atakonis ushim? So the Gemara answers, Mao de tema hosam hu de leke de torach. So I would think that this kula, really this works with akula. We're making an akula for an almone. So we said that since it doesn't have the chesroinis of nechosim mishubodim, so memela we were makel, but hosamu deleke de torach. So we took into consideration because there's no, if we're gonna go meiker adin, so who's going to be matriach for to give a mezoinis? We'll say, fafalin, you can't mount for nechosim mishubodim. So therefore, we bent back a little bit, since this lack of the talk, there's no one who'll be matriach for her to. But over here, the husband's still alive, so we don't have to bend backwards. So if meiker adin, this falls into the takone of a goyvin menachosim ishabodim, so I would think let him be matriach, and you shouldn't mon from the bonim. What does Rashi say? Some of the like the Torah kamo shemeiz baylo. Lochi over the rabbanu takant avol hochi the koi iu nitrach lididei lidido is kamash melon that there was a takones ushe that there were mesakin that she can mon from the ben. Now let us see Tosfos. Hu veishtai nizayne mehem. Mashme hola acher. So Tosfos says, now Tosfos is clearing a shaila. This, we're saying that by b'noi, we by b'noi, hu ve'ishtoi nizayne mehem. That was takones ushe. Mashme hola acher. But what will be if he gave a matone to someone else? Ein nizoinim. That means you don't have a takonis ushe number one. And without a takonis ushe, meiker adin, you can't mon, because matone kemecha. Because matone kemecha. The matone ave kemecha. Ke de perish bekuntres. De iloi da ovad lei neichel enav shel ave yoiv lei. ואין מייצין למוזן האישה והבונס מנחוסם משבודים, לפי שאין קצובים, because it's, there's no specific amount of how much it will be, so there was a takone that you can't mold. Oy lefi she'ein ksuvim, the Gemara says a psan of the loshen, it's not ksuvim for nechosem mishabot, they gave it a din like it's not bishtar, it's not like a milva bishtar, kedoma ba nezokim, period. Umiyu, so now Taisva says, so Taisus want to be medayik. He says this yesod matone kemecher and meiker hadin. This is meirdik negel amaisa. He says here we have a pshashak lebetarye boy mitrach. But al koponim, let's talk about lemaisa. If an amone can mon from nechosim that were given away b'matone. So Taisus is saying that. That's Bemison Pshat over here. A matona lemaisa, there's the din matona kemecha. And, normally she cannot mon from a matona. It's worse than a baal. I mean, Rashi said a cheshmen, the baal is not losing any money, but, matona, the makabo matona is losing. Umiyu, Taisa says, mehoche yesh litchois. Dikala meima, the nokat benoi, mishum da aire, the nezoinim afilo mimetaltalin. Maybe here there's another chiddush. Maybe take matona, you don't say matona. If you want to bring a raya from here, you can't bring a raya from here. Could be matona is not kemecha. And could be that, she could mon from a matona from someone else. Why did it say over here, Psahol takonis usha is dafke by benoi? Mishum da airi din zoinem afilo mimetaltalim. Because here, there's a chidush that you could mon from metaltalim. It's koilo, it doesn't specify exactly what you can mon. Avola acher, that's a chiddush by benoi. Avol la'acher lo'yhoi nizaynim imetaltalim. But if he gave a matona to someone else, you cannot be nizim imetaltalim. K'moy she'ein almone nizaynis mimetaltalim diyorshim. Afilu metaltalim diyorshim. That's not nechosim mishubodim. Metaltali diyasmi an almone cannot be goyve. And here, you could be goyve metaltalim de b'noi. So maybe that's why it chapped on b'noi. Now, there's a big problem. Taisvis has a pilpul. What halacha does matone have? Does matone give it a din of nechosim mishubodim? Doesn't give it a din of nechosim mishubodim. Taisus says a diuk, it says over here b'noi, so it seemed afke b'noi, but acherim no, zaraye matone gives it a din on nechosem mishubodim. No, it's also metaltalim. Here it's been by metaltalim, anu chidish metaltalim. It's kan shayel aben, so the maram shif, and the ranach es akashe, so the whole gemara shver. So now we just had a the gemara es akashe, why didn't he takon es ushe? I mean, it's poshet, a makabel matone that such a makabel matone that doesn't lose anything. It's poshet an amone is goive and about the givist over here that it's bechayev a bigger chiv mezaynes. So why did you need takone sushi? So look in Taisvis. They said need takone sushi for metaltalim. You can't famous a mon for metaltalim. I feel metaltali diyasmi loy mishtabdi lebalchayv. So here there's no maila and here there's a special takone that even metaltali could be goyve. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So the Ranach wants to say that he wants to say as follows. He says if that would be the only chiddush, then it should have mentioned it. That means that if that is the chiddush of takonas usha, I only need takonas usha to tell me that you can mourn for metaltali, so this should have been mentioned in the takone. That they made a takone, you can mourn from the metaltali and from the bnoi. So Weistachois Takonis Ushe was not only said for Metalklim. Takonis Ushe is Negei Legabi Kakois also. And that the Gemara asks for Kakois, you don't need Takonis Ushe for the Almone. But Tosfos says, but it could be that what they only mention Bnei, not something else. Could be because it's Kailu Metalklam also. That means that the Takonis Ushe was said B'choloifin. And since it was said B'choloifin, so therefore they were very discreet and did not mention a Matana to someone else because we're talking about Metalklam also. But that's not our only Chiddush, because that would be the Chiddush we'd mention Metalklam. So that's down the Gemara's Kasha. That's how the Ranach says Pshat and Taishas. Einami, Mishum Hu. And Taishas says, I'll tell you another reason why the Takonis Usha only mentioned Bnoi, because they said that he also has a schus to mon mezoinis. Because of La'achelo Yoyenizin, who? I mean, some of them, he gave a matone to his best friend. Now he's a schus achilus mezoinis. This is zicha abazundere takone. So the Ranach explains also. So that's zicha. For him, you zicha nira takone sushe. The Gemara just held, if the takone ushe, they said that who adin ishtoi sabaisis nida takonis usha for ishtoi also. That's the problem. Why did he takonis usha for ishtoi? That is pshat in the Gemara's kash. But the etzim takone, yuzich nida the takone for him, so it could be that's why he spoke about bnoi, because the takone for him is only by bnoi. Because of lach lo yanizin hu, avul hi lo ilam eima, din izainis mi matone. Could be avagav deloy tofa min alakuchas. If you just want to bring a raya from this lotion, I could dings it with you. Could be a matone is better than lakuchas. Umiyu biyesh noich lemashme deloy tofa min mekabel matone. From the Gemara in yesh noich lem, it would seem that you're not goive min mekabel matone. The Gemara says the comma hashte. Yerusha di oiraise almonosoi nizoines minachosov. By Yerusha an almone is nizoines from the Yershim. Matnashchiv ma derabonon loikolshkein. Al koponim, whatever the lomdus of the Gemara is, but the Gemara says that a matnashchiv mera, which is only a matone, derabonon, so zicha she should have a koyach to be goyver from the mekabel matone. Oh, but let's learn the Gemara Erlich. Mashme de mimatnas bori de eraise, einin nizoinis minachosov. That's the Gemara says. Yerusha, koshke matnashchiv med rabbonon. But more than that, a matone gemure, not. Avogav de mitzna min hayoshim, but it won't be nizoin from a mekabel matone. Ve'ein loima dimimatone di'eraise. So Tosfos says maybe there's no raya from that Gemara. The Gemara is making a kalvach oima. The Gemara says madoch Yerusha di'eraise she's nizen kolshkein a matone darabona. So maybe, so the Gemara means to say a matone di'eraise is not a kalvach oima from Yerusha. Nei de kolshkein lehave abo hua din miya have. But the din will be the same. I can make a kal v'chaima, but it could be it's similar to Yerusha. The loy olim koyach matone mikoyach yorshim. So I don't have a raya from that gemara either. So it could be, you could mon from a mekabel matone mizaynis. The mo just means to say this is a koshkein, a matone derais, not a koshkein, it's equivalent to yorshim. So Tosfos says, Dal kochocho olim koyach mekabel matone mikoyach yorshim. No, Tosfos says, no, it's not like that. A mekabel matone is like lekuches. It's not like yorshim. I'll bring you a ray. The maskinen beperkama de bob metziye. the shtar sheyesh boy achayis nechosim lo yachzer. A person found a shtar. This is talking about a shtar halvo. Sheyesh boy achayis nechosim. Now in the shtar it says that that the loive is mekabel achayis. That means that if I won't have money, you'll mon. It's my nechosim, I'm a shubit. Is lo yachzer, afilo chayiv moite. So that means like this, that someone finds the shtar. Now we have a shayla, who lost the shtar? The loive, it was the shtar paid up and the loive lost the shtar? Or is the shtar not paid up and the malve lost the shtar? There's a reyes of the nefila, which the Gemara speaks about in Bava Metzia. That means like this: if the malva, if the chayv wasn't paid up, the malva does not put the shtar in a pocket that has a hole in it. That means a shtar that's worth money, you put it in a safe. You don't lose it. This is something that's normally not lost. So from that it was lost, it would seem that the loive really lost it. There's a reyes said the nefila. Fine. But the loive comes and says in all innocence, he says, I'm telling you, I didn't lose it. The malva lost it. So what do we have to lose? I dos baldin kemei edim dami. He says he still owes him the money. So the man says, no. We can't be too naive. Afilu chayiv moide, the chayshinen lepiroin. If it got lost, it seems that the loive lost it. And what's that the loiva lost? He paid up the chayv already. It was paid up already. Why is he saying he didn't pay up? Well, the knunya, we're afraid of a knunya. What's the knunya? The knunya will be, that means he's going to say that he didn't pay up. And the malva is going to, now by saying that he didn't pay up, which is a lie, he did pay up already. So now the malva is going to mon from the lekuchis. He doesn't have any money. He'll come to lekuchis. So the malva gets an extra payment from the lekuchis. Then 50-50 will split up. Some mele. So therefore we don't return it to the malva. Chayshin, because there's a reis in the nefila. I mean, that makes us think twice. Ushtar she'ein boy achayis nechosem. But what if there's no achayis nechosem on the shtar? Yarzer, the loigovi mimishabdi. So then we give back to the malva, because what could be? He's there, Yevei dos baldin that the malva lost it. A knunya, there won't be over here. The loigovi mimishabdi. There's still someone to be worried about. What about a mekabel matone? That means if you'll tell me that a mekabel matone does not have a din of mishubodim, that's what you're telling me. The whole chomer of mishubodim is dafke people who paid for it. So that's why you need a chayis nechosim. But amatone is equivalent to yorushim. That's what you're saying. Amayachse, a levadi de leigovi. So the teretz is that if it's ein boy a chayis nechosim, you won't be goyve from amatone either. Ve'ilu mina yorushim govi. From Yoshim, there will be goyve. The paskine besayv get poshut hilchese milva alpe goyve mina Yoshim. So memela from his Yoshim, there'll be goyve. His Yoshim does not have a din of nechosim mishabodim. But vaystoysun amekabel matone, they will not be goyve. So amekabel matone does not have a din of Yoshim. It's worse than Yoshim. Amekabel matone is a din of nechosim mishabodim. Okay, nire. Dein chilek be matone lamecha leinyin ze. So memele. So now we could, even though there was no raya be'etzem from the loshen of the takone susha, but he says lemaise matone is equivalent to mechel. And just like there was a takone that you cannot be goyven minachosem mishabodim, for Mizaynus Ishi can be gave a matana also. A matana is not like Yoshim. So Taisa says, Afal gav the yesh mekoymish shesforu lechalik be matana lemecha. Could be in certain cases, we could differentiate between matana lemecha. K'may ba'osa shoyre apoyteki umochoy. A person went and made his shoyran apoyteki. That means that the gviya of the balchoyv will only be from this shoyr. And then he sold it. So the Gemara says, since there's no koil by a shoyr, so you cannot mon from the lekuchis, the nira davke mochoy. Avu nosnoi balchoyvoy, nosnoi balchoyvoy goyvimeno. There Taisva says, by the chason of koil is mistama that the leker shouldn't lose. He didn't know that the shoyr was an apoyteki. By a mekabel matone, Taisvus holds mistama. I mean, lemaitz it's an apoyteki, and it seems Taisvus wants to say there we will differentiate between a mekabel matone and a lekeach. Vechein. Bahanizokin gabi ein nefroim nechosim mishubodim b'mokim shiyesh nechosim b'nei chayrim. The Gemara says that you cannot be goyvim nechosim mishubod b'mokim shiyesh nechosim b'nei chayrim v'afilu ein ziburis. That means afilu they're an inferior quality and lemaise the malve or whoever it is as a schus and beininis or idius, it's nezikin. If there's nechosim b'nei chayrim, you can't mum from the shabbatim. Mi boilon b'matona hayich. The more class, what the din by matona if will force the teveya to take ziburis since it's b'nei chayrim. Or if he can go directly to the mekabel matona. So we see legabi certain halachas, a mekabel matona is not like a lekeach. So Taisa says, Davke lahom milso hu di boilon. Aval hoche ein lechalik. Aval legabi this haloche, that, legabi this haloche, that an amon is not nizaynis min nechosem mishabodim, here amatone is a din of nechosem mishabodim. Behold, I'm reading the peg metzias ha'ishe. Mochoi oi mashkenoi metzin leparnose vein metzin lemezoinis. Uadin nosnoi, vodinoket mochoi lashmina dafilu bimochoi metzin leparnose. Abchidem iboilei bimochoi mashkenoi aino leparnose. That means ichapsa mochoi lerevusa of parnose. Avalu mezoinis pshitalei de metzin afilu nosnoi. Kedis namba nezokin, ein metzin lemozei neisha vabonis menechosem mishabodim. And this is the din of nechosem mishabodim. Ulefi mashe tiknu hagoinim. So now Taisvus is speaking about Medina de Gemara. Ulefi mashe tiknu hagoinim deisha goivek suboso umezoinis mimetaltali diasmi. Afal gab di Yerusha avi di Reise. Now, the halacha is that Medina de Gemara, metaltli de yasmi loy mishtabdi le balchoyv. The takonis agoinim was that we could mon from mezainis aisha me metaltli de yasmi. This is a takonis agoinim. Afal gav di Yerusha avi di reise. So Taisva says, so let's make a cheshbin a nefesh. Now, koshkein de govye me metaltli de matna shchiv mera de rabona. Now, metaltli of a matna shchimer da rabbonon, zicher the takonis hagoinim applies, because this is that's the gemara in the Baba Basra that Tais is brought before. B'chei agav nomrinim b'yesh neichlem. Avo metaltli, the matna zbori, Aber er metalpli, aber man es bohid, aber der Reise, legowik zu Bosso, und mit Zaynis, ja, legowik zu Bosso, mit Zaynis legowi, afilu mit Mekalki, keichig de legowi, mit Lekuche, ist kide Parshina. That, that's what he midine de Gemore. Midine de Gemore, that a matone is a din of Nechosim, Meshubodim. Loi mi boi nosan hu, that it has a din of Nechosim Meshubodim, el afilu nosnu yisaimim, na afilu di yisaimim gave the matone, af al gav shekvar mishemeis nishtabdu anechosim, even though the nechosim were meshubed already mishemeis, that means it was meshubed, and now they're being mafkiya de shibud, af al pikein, it has a din of nechosim mishabodim, and amone is not given mehem.